What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
You can call or text us here in the studio, 617-655-1234. What'd you get into over the weekend, Kennedy?
Well, on Saturday, I heard my first ketamine treatment.
And?
It was really interesting. So I'll be interested to see how, because I'm doing three right now. There'll be three. And you pretty much go there. We had like a little bit of a session first, and then you take the meds, and then you kind of wait. And then you sort of like, I wouldn't say it was a real trippy thing. The word I used most often was groovy, I think.
Okay. So I was talking with somebody while I was going on vacation with a friend who was with us. Mm-hmm. And I told them I had no idea of what the experience was like for you. So you stay at this place overnight or for a couple of hours?
No. 3 hours max. My session lasted about an hour, 45 minutes.
Okay.
Once I started to when I was like, I'm done now. I think I'm done now. So, we used the smallest amount of dose for this particular one. I think we realized that I probably am going to double that next time, but it was just really interesting. I don't feel different and changed and fixed. You know, of course I don't. This is a marathon, not a sprint, but I felt more positive after I left there the weekend. I felt more positive.
Okay.
I wasn't as anxious as I might have normally been at the beach house. You know, just little things.
Did you take any notes while you were there during all of it?
Well, no, because I pretty much was quiet and didn't say anything. Like when I woke up and I said, I think I'm done now. And she said, okay. And she goes, it's been an hour and 45 minutes. And I was like, really? Because I thought it maybe been 45 minutes tops.
Uh-huh.
So we talked, she took notes, and then I was quiet, I took some notes. And I have a journal that I just keep with me now all the time in case things pop up here and there.
Right.
so I'm really interested for the next one. I think that'll be kind of a little bit more of a journey.
Okay.
If you will.
Sure.
Yeah, and then Sunday we went to the Mixed Beach House and watched Billy Idol melt our faces off. So it was a good weekend.
You saved some ketamine for that?
Of course not. It is a prescribed medication. It is not something I bought off the
street. One for you, two for me.
That's not how it
works. Okay, I didn't know you were the feds.
I'm not the feds. But I'm also not going to make jokes about something I feel is important, so there you go.
I know, I probably will.
We have Lauren, who is from Acton. Good morning.
Good morning.
Lauren did so many things this weekend.
Let's get it.
So many things. On Friday, I went to my daughter's white coat ceremony at UConn Dental School.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. It's exciting. And then Saturday, I dropped off my son for his freshman year at Northeastern New York City.
Wow.
And Saturday night, we drove up to our flower girl's wedding in upstate New York. And then now we are home and empty nesting, and I'm going back to work today.
Yeah, I got to pay for all that college.
Holy cats.
Yeah, right.
How are you feeling?
Weird. This is very weird. good, and, you know, bittersweet.
My girlfriend had to drop off her daughter at college over the last weekend, and she was like, anyone who thinks that you can just cut off 18 years in one day and be fine is insane.
No, lots of tears this summer and a little this weekend, but trying to embrace the good things too.
Are you going to let your daughter be your new dentist, or have you seen too much raising her?
I don't know if I could let my daughter work in my mouth now. That might go really badly.
It's like, I remember when you sharpened all over my walls, and I want you working on my molar.
You couldn't cut your steak when you were seven. You think you're getting in there?
I don't trust your fine motor skills.
She does knitting club to enhance her fine motor skills. She's a dynamo.
Wow, that's super cool. Well, thanks for sharing that with us, Lauren. Yeah.
Great, thanks. Have a great day, everybody. Bye. Good to talk to you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Tammy's from PBD. Good morning, Tammy.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. You went to New York City. What did you do?
We took our 11-year-old for her birthday, and we went to the Jelly Cat Cafe. And jelly cats are a type of stuffed animal, so some of them are in the shapes of foods. So she bought a waffle, and they cook it up right in front of you, and it's just a really fun experience.
All right. I'm just now curious. I'm looking up the official Jelly Cat website, Kennedy. Oh, they're adorable.
Trip to New York City. That's an expensive pancake.
That was an expensive pancake, but it was very well worth it.
It was?
Yes. When we saw the smile on our daughter's face, that was worth it. That was sealed the deal. Yeah, and our older daughter actually just got onto her JV soccer team. She's entering high school, so it was an exciting weekend.
Oh, that's congratulations to her. What's her name?
Annabelle.
All right. Congratulations, Annabelle. Thanks for sharing that with us, Tammy.
Thank you.
We actually re-entered from our trip on Thursday, so we were in town all weekend.
How was it?
I got to tell you, coming back on a Thursday is nice because you have a couple of days to recover from being gone.
Yes. Let that post-vacation depression sink away for a second.
Yeah, exactly.
The first day back's tough.
The highlight of our weekend, though, was back to school shopping. Back to school shopping. Because we now have a kid who's going to be a freshman in high school. And since the day he started school in, you know, K-1, he has been in a uniform. Mm-hmm. Boston Public Schools, you wear a collared shirt with your school logo on it and khakis. Mm-hmm. And that has been the uniform for all these years. Mm-hmm. Well, now, as he becomes a freshman, you don't have to wear the uniform anymore.
You don't?
No. But you have to wear pants and a collared shirt.
Oh, uniform.
Yeah, but it's a much more casual uniform.
Okay.
And now you have to find a color palette that your 14-year-old son is fine with. And
he can just stick with the khakis and a white shirt and go with it.
No, he doesn't want to wear those anymore because he's been wearing those since he was, you know, five, six years old.
He wants to add some flavor.
It's just a lot. The thing between him and Lana, because Lana's trying to buy it for him, and he doesn't like anything. And the stuff that he does like is a little high-value stuff.
Kid's got bougie tastes.
Get you to a TJ Maxx or a Marshalls, my friend.
Because you can find
them bougie tastes, but just at a lower price point.
Just let it go. Do you like this? No. How about this? No. Do you like these stripes? Yes. How about this? No. Do you like this? No. How about this? No. You can't afford. No, that's too expensive. That's not enough.
Did it make you miss Hurricane Erin?
I wanted to go back into the hurricane. I wanted to go back into the eye hurricane. It was safer there than it was in between those two.
I can see that.
Than it was at aisle 7 of back to school shopping.
I can see that.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
game day, or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.